This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, it is indeed a pleasure to once again be invited back into your vibrational level we would like to. Once again, I express our greetings and our gratitude we ask of you for allowing us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with the rest of you. Now, once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. Or indeed, that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find once again that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space, that is quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and be involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and that opportunity once again certainly exists for each of you. And while we would encourage you to be involved in that process, once again, absolutely, that is your choice to act. Now, we have many times in the past spoken to you of your creation process and of this alteration of the energy that you utilize to create your reality that you have participated in, entering into what we refer to as the new age and new energy, and the alteration of that energy, that very subtle alteration of that energy that you utilize to create your reality. The process of creating the reality is the same process that you had used throughout your entire existence within this vibrational level, and indeed it's the same process that's utilized in other vibrational levels in the creation of the realities that each individual or entity experiences in those various different vibrational levels. The creation process hasn't changed. What's changed is your ability to affect that creation process from a conscious state, from an awake consciousness state. It has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. The process, the methods and the techniques that you utilize to create that reality are similar. That hasn't changed once again. You create your reality through your desires and your expectations, through your utilization of your imagination, through your thoughts and feelings, and through your choices and decisions, what it is that you believe. What has changed is that in your awakened consciousness state, what you believe, the choices and the decisions, your thoughts and feelings, in particular, your expectation, your utilization of your imagination to bring into your reality that which you desire, is affected more from your awakened consciousness state than it was in your so-called past. You exist in the now, the past and the present are in the now. But in order to have some type of an explanation that makes sense to you in your awakened consciousness state, we continuously refer to your past. or your future as being affected by what it is that you are utilizing in your thought process, in your so-called prison. It gives you a timeline. It gives you the limitations that you believe exist in your awakened consciousness state. And so in your awakened consciousness state, you are, in your so-called time period, able to affect your reality in a manner that, once again, has been very difficult for you to achieve in your past. You as a human consciousness chose to alter that energy. And you as a human consciousness agreed to participate in that alteration and consequently in the conscious effect that you have upon your creation process. It's not something that you could step aside from and believe that you are somehow outside of this capacity to influence your reality from your conscious state. There are many who, in your awakened consciousness state, won't accept that fact, absolutely not. There are many in your awakened consciousness state who believe that they have absolutely no control over your reality. Once again, you put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as evasion, that limits your capacity to understand how you correct your reality, who and what you truly are, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but through various levels of consciousness that you continue to exist in while you participate in this vibrational level. And so there are absolutely many individuals who believe that the creation process is absolutely beyond their control, let alone accept the reality that the conscious thoughts, the feelings, in particular their imagination and their expectation, has a direct impact upon the reality that they experience in their day-to-day activities. Not only the reality that you experience as individuals, but the reality that seemingly is beyond your control, such as the alteration in your earth system, such as the weather systems, for example, that you experience throughout your earth system, such as the shifting, if you wish, of the earth's plates that are resulting in the various seemingly disastrous catastrophes that are occurring throughout your earth system. Very difficult for many to accept that responsibility. Very difficult for many to believe that their thoughts and feelings, that their choices and decisions, that the expectations and imaginations that they hold in the forward part of their awakened consciousness mind is responsible for the reality that you experience not only as individuals but as a society and as a total human consciousness. Very difficult indeed to accept that responsibility. It's something that appears to be absolutely beyond your control. And yet, you as a human consciousness have agreed to put in place this new age and new energy, this alteration of the energy that you utilize to create your reality that allows you to have a conscious impact upon the reality creation process, once again, that is a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. Now, this alteration of your creation process, when we suggested was about to occur in the year of 2012, for many, there was the assumption that this creation process would result in only what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as very desirable and positive types of a creation process. We never suggested that it would be what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as being desirable as opposed to less than desirable. You see, once again, you exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that can only exist when you, in your awakened consciousness stage, believe that you are not in control. Whether it's desirable or less than desirable, good or bad, is a perception that you perceive only in your awakened consciousness state. At the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. There is no such deciding whether or not this is something you should or should not experience, because it may or may not be something that you desire as being a good or bad experience. The stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you experience without that judgment. There is no right or wrong. It is not good or bad. It creates and validates your beliefs and belief system. It gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong, and does so and rejoices in the creation process. And so, in this new age and new energy, you are experiencing these realities that many in your awakened consciousness state, number one, do not accept the responsibility for that creation process, and number two, would suggest that if they were responsible, then why would they ever consider creating a reality that was less than desirable? And once again, it comes back to the very basics. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. The reality you experience gives to you that which you desire. That becomes very difficult when you are in your awakened consciousness state to accept that it's something that you desire. And yet, through your imagination, through your expectation, you absolutely create the reality that you, at some level of your consciousness, desire as a result of the choices and decisions that you have made, as a result of the thoughts and feelings that you hold of your beliefs and belief systems as your attitudes. You express the desire, whether you and your awake consciousness that accept that as a reality or not, it doesn't really matter. The stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. And many of those desires are put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness. The choices and decisions, the beliefs and belief systems, are not necessarily always accomplished or achieved in your so-called awakened consciousness stack. This awakened consciousness stack, once again, is the most illusionary reality that you will experience. As difficult as that is to grasp while you are in that awakened consciousness state, where this all seems to be so very real and so very upon your capacity to control, nonetheless, it is the most illusionary reality that you will experience in any levels of your consciousness. And so it stands to reason that in your altered state of consciousness, you make choices and decisions that affect the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. When you're in those altered states of consciousness, you have that capacity to put in place the alterations of beliefs, of belief systems, that ultimately result in the alteration of the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. When you exist in this vibrational level, as we have suggested many times, you are, throughout the various levels of consciousness, still affected by what we like to refer to as that veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And as you alter your consciousness, that veil, if you wish, becomes thinner. It becomes more difficult for you to exist in this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. In those various levels of consciousness, you begin to get glimpses of existing in a reality where time and space don't exist, where you can experience various activities that you in your awakened consciousness state would suggest take a very extended period of time, and yet in altered states of consciousness, that extended period of time doesn't exist. And the deeper your state of consciousness, the more removed you are from that limitations that you put upon yourself in your awakened consciousness state, while even in those very deep states of consciousness, you continue to be affected by this illusionary reality as a result of the veil that you put in place that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. So, when you're in those altered states of consciousness, when you are in your dream states and in your meditative state, you affect the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Absolutely. Now, what becomes difficult to grasp in your awakened consciousness state is that you exist in the now. The past, the present, and the future are in the now. It's a concept that denies explanation because it's very difficult to give you any type of an explanation without it being based upon your belief in time and space. Even to suggest you exist in the now is referring that that's a period of time between your so-called past and your present. And it's not really that way at all. It exists in an encompassing of all. But once again, a concept that denies explanation, but something that you have the opportunity to at least experience in your altered states of consciousness, existing without the limitations of time and space. And so you exist in an illusionary reality in your awakened consciousness state, and once again through various levels of your altered states of consciousness, with this influence of this human consciousness belief system in time and space. But in your very deep altered states of consciousness, in what you refer to as your between incarnational states, when you die, in other words, you still exist within this vibrational level. You still exist within this influence of the veil upon your understanding of who and what you truly are. Although at that point, it becomes very difficult for you to put aside the understanding that the reality you're experiencing is not as a direct result of the choices and decisions of what it is that you believe. Even though you may, and certain individuals absolutely do in that altered state of consciousness, hold a very strong belief that they are not in control. Once again, it becomes very difficult to perpetuate that belief. But nonetheless, there are those who are very good and go to great lengths to perpetuate it, to not accept that responsibility, that they are indeed in control of this reality creation process. Now, because you exist in what we refer to as the now, as there is no time and space, as those are illusionary realities and that you experience primarily in your awakened consciousness state and to various degrees once again in your altered state of consciousness. When you are in that between incarnational state and in your altered states of consciousness, but particularly in that between incarnational state where you may have the most difficulty understanding that you put in place beliefs and belief systems that you bring back into your so-called incarnational periods to have the opportunity to experience certain realities for the purpose, once again, of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that particular creation process. You, in those altered states of consciousness in that between incarnational period, are making choices and decisions that are having an impact upon the reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. That becomes a difficult concept to grasp because you believe in this concept of time and space. You believe that the entities who are in this so-called current incarnational period are the ones that are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing in this current incarnational period. And what we're suggesting is that you are involved in a multitude of incarnational periods in the same time and same space. And that you are involved in a multitude of between incarnational periods in the same time and same space. And you are in that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational periods, making choices and decisions that are having a definite impact upon the reality that you experience in a particular incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state. That becomes a difficult concept for many to grasp, let alone to accept the responsibility for your reality in your awakened consciousness state, but to suggest that in your altered states of consciousness, and particularly in your between incarnational state, you are also having an impact upon the reality that you experience in this particular incarnational state in your awakened consciousness state, in which you hold as beliefs and belief systems the thoughts and feelings, the choices and decisions that you make in your so-called awakened consciousness state is having an impact upon the realities that you experience in your altered states of consciousness. It's a two-way street. It's not simply where you can, in your awakened consciousness state, have all kinds of thoughts and feelings, have all kinds of beliefs and belief systems, make certain choices and decisions, and have the feeling or belief that it's not going to impact other levels of your consciousness. And consequently, as a result of altering and influencing other levels of your consciousness, also influence other incarnational periods. And consequently, from those other incarnational periods, having an impact upon your altered state of consciousness between your incarnational state, having an impact upon this particular incarnational period. It becomes a very difficult concept for you to grasp that you are all that is. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Each of you has the capacity to go with inside and to, in an altered state of consciousness, maintain your awareness so that you can recall your experiences in that altered state of consciousness and to bring it back into your awakened consciousness state so that you can, particularly in this new age and new energy, have an impact upon the reality that you experience in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And as a result of that, choices and decisions, as a result of the impact upon this reality in your awakened consciousness state, you also can and do influence the other realities at various levels of consciousness that you experience, including those realities that you experience in your so-called altered state of consciousness that you enter into in your between incarnational state. It's a difficult explanation to give, because you believe once again in time and space, and those are illusionary realities. That belief in time and space makes it very difficult for you to grasp this concept that you exist in the now, that you experience your past in your future as readily as you experience your present. And in various altered states of consciousness, you can get glimpses of the understanding that time and space are illusionary. You can get glimpses of the understanding that many of the realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state are definitely influenced by your choices and decisions, but also influenced by the thoughts and feelings and choices and decisions that you make in your altered states of consciousness, in the real reality, in the one that becomes much closer to being who you truly are and what you truly are. Once again, in this new age and new energy, you are influencing your reality from a conscious, an awake consciousness stage, in a manner that's been very difficult, although not impossible, but very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You as a human consciousness have agreed to participate in this creation process and in this alteration of the energy that you utilize to create your reality. And as a result, the conscious thoughts, choices and decisions that you hold in your awakened consciousness state, the desire, the imagination and the expectation that you hold in your awakened consciousness state is influencing your reality once again in a manner that has been difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Not only is it affecting the reality that you are experiencing in this so-called incarnational period, but you are as well impacting and influencing other areas and other levels of consciousness, including other areas and other levels of consciousness that you are currently involved in other incarnational periods. And consequently, in other incarnational periods, having an influence upon the reality that you experience in this incarnational period, in a manner, once again, that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And so, once again, we continue to encourage you to go with inside. The answers you seek are with inside each of you. Go with inside. Spend the time because you believe that practice is necessary, because practice validates your belief in evolution. Practice validates your human consciousness awake belief in the passage of time and space. And if you can, through practice, evolve and simply become more proficient at any type of activity that you're involved in, so we would encourage you to practice. Because in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that you have limitations. You believe that it takes an effort. You like to have these limitations that you place upon yourself. Well, I can't do that because I haven't practiced. I'm not proficient at that because I haven't done it enough. Your choice, but nonetheless, one that you, in your awakened consciousness state, hold as a human consciousness belief system, and one that's very difficult for you to step outside of. And so this belief in time and space, this belief in this concept of evolution, the belief that you become more proficient at something as you continue to utilize that practice, then benefit you in utilizing and practicing the alteration of your consciousness by entering into a meditative state, altering your state of consciousness while maintaining your awareness of what it is that you are experiencing and what it is that you desire to experience, what it is that you like to achieve, what it is that you're attempting to understand what your belief system is that's responsible for the reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. To get a glimpse of this concept of existing in the now where time and space are truly illusionary. Get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are. To get a glimpse, to have the capacity to influence your reality in a manner that you can absolutely accomplish in your awakened consciousness state, but be much more proficient at in your so-called altered state of consciousness. As we have suggested many times, we can attempt to give you all types of explanations. We can attempt to give you descriptions of how it is that you create your reality. We can suggest some type of an explanation of who and what you truly are. But it continuously falls short. You have no words in your so-called vocabulary that can give an explanation of who and what you truly are. To get a grasp of that sense that you are all that is, you must go inside. You must know who you are. You must go inside to find those answers that each of you search for. It cannot be written down, it cannot be expressed through the utilization of any vocabulary. It's an individual journey that you must map with inside if you desire to have that understanding in your awakened consciousness state. It's not necessary. It's not necessary to make that journey. It's not necessary to make that attempt to come in contact with who and what you truly are. It's not a necessary element of your existence in this vibrational level. But it can assist you in understanding the limitations that you put upon yourself. It can assist you in understanding the beliefs and belief systems that you hold that's responsible for the reality that you experience, so that you can, if you choose to alter your reality, have that option of altering your belief, of altering your expectation, of utilizing your imagination, or if your desire to perpetuate this reality you experience, it gives you the opportunity to strengthen your beliefs and belief systems, to strengthen your expectation and the understanding of who and what you truly are. But once again, it's not necessary. You see, you create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. And so while we encourage you to go inside for the opportunity to have a conscious grasp and understanding of who and what you truly are, to get a better sense of what it is that you believe that's resulting in the realities that you experience. Nonetheless, it's not necessary. You have put in place but three things that you cannot change when you enter into this vibrational level. Three things. Number one, you create your reality. Number two, you are all that is. And number three, you cannot fail to come to that understanding. We continuously come back to that very simple explanation, and we encourage you to continue to apply that very simple explanation to all of the experiences that you're involved in. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. This is a no-fail procedure that you're involved in. You can't get lost. You can't be separated from your spirituality. It's who and what you truly are. You go to great lengths to hide from it. You put in place all types of limitations upon that understanding in your awakened consciousness state. And you do a very good job of limiting your ability to understand how it is that you create this reality. But ultimately, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. and the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process without understanding that this is a no-fail effort that you're involved in, that you can't get lost, that you cannot once again ever be separated from your spirituality or from who and what you truly are. No matter to what length you go to put in place these beliefs and belief systems and the limitations to hide from that understanding, you're all that is. You create your reality and you cannot face it. Now, we would rack for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. In the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. Should you have so, we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.